Economic development and improvements to the shores of Onondaga Lake are among the priorities County Executive Ryan McMahon will work on in the coming year. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on his second State of the County address delivered Monday night.
Financial matters were front and center in much of Ryan McMahon's State of the County address. Property owners are likely pleased the property tax rate went down for the ninth consecutive year. McMahon credited Medicaid cost controls from the state that he says are essential to keep taxes in check. He also recalled his aggressive tack on back taxes, creating a special agency to seize and market delinquent properties.
We made it very clear to individuals who owe us years of back taxes that it is time to pay or we will take your property. And our actions have worked. We have changed behavior and had a record year collecting $23 million in back taxes.
County employees should take note of a program rolled out to offer retirement incentives, including a buyout and health insurance contributions for those who retire by October. Central to McMahon's economic program has been a battle against poverty. He announced the county won another round of state funding. The last Alliance for Economic Inclusion funding focused on job training. This time around, how about a lift to work?
It is no secret that one of the biggest barriers for many in our community is access to reliable transportation. One of the successful proposals from this round, which will launch a vanpool program in central New York. The program will fill gaps in our transit system to connect workers in underserved areas to remote job locations.
McMahon shared some good news on the troubling poverty rates. He says the area has the lowest poverty level in 10 years and saw the county's homeless population dip almost 10%. He'll ask the county to make more investments in early childhood education and child care, growth for a summer youth employment program, and more for the Tiny Homes for Good program. McMahon believes Onondaga Lake is at a turning point, with the cleanup's amended consent judgment just about finished. He announced a donation of land to continue the Loop the Lake Trail on the west side.
Whether it is the New York State Fair, the amphitheater, Onondaga Lake Park, or the Inner Harbor, the progress is undeniable. Certainly, the popular Loop the Lake Trail is helping to drive this transformation to the next level.
McMahon also reeled off some economic development projects, JMA Wireless in Syracuse, the huge Trammell Crow Warehouse project in Clay, and concluded the state of the county is good. He credits what he calls unprecedented cooperation at all levels of government, presenting a special moment in time to make more progress on all fronts. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.